The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, everyone. I'm really, really, really moved by all of the subscribers and all of the messages that are coming through about this show and the testimonials. And just thank you. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for reviewing the show. Thank you for your honest feedback and your love and your support and your commitment to Dear Gabby. It's just epic to witness this come to life. Thank you for being part of this and being an ambassador of this movement. I'm so pumped. I'm so grateful. I'm so moved by the community that we've created here. And you guys are the ambassadors of this show. Be the first to know on Monday when the podcast goes live. Head over to Apple at any point today or now. Why not now? Subscribe to Dear Gabby, the podcast. Here we are. I started recording with the Universe Has Your Back deck in my hand. So I guess that's the deck we're going to pull from today. If you're listening, I'm going to shake the deck so you can hear it. I want you to have a very audible experience of me shuffling the deck. Here we go. The Universe Has Your Back deck is a beautiful deck. When you open the box, it says, you are the dreamer of your dream. You are the dreamer of your dream. Here we are. Let's pick a card. Let's start this show. If you're new to the show, here's what I do. I pick a card at the top of the show. And the card is always going to reveal to us a theme that always, always, always comes through on these shows. These cards are from my Super Attractor book that are affirmations from the book, my Universe Has Your Back book that are affirmations from the book, Spirit Junkie. So these are all my affirmations and mantras and prayers, and I put them all into these card decks where you can pull a card and receive some guidance from me. So let's tune in now. Thank you, Universe, for revealing to us what this show is going to be about today, what we need to have come through, what the message is that we need to hear. Here we go. This is wild. This one keeps coming up, particularly lately. I find deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. This is super relevant for me in this moment because discomfort comes in many forms. Discomfort can be emotional discomfort. It can be a addictive pattern that's uncomfortable. It can be physical pain that's causing us discomfort. But when we see that discomfort through the lens of seeking different perspectives and seeking deeper meaning, as the card says, that's when, one, we start to take the pressure off of the discomfort. When we can look at it and say, what would you have me learn from this? Become curious about it. What are you trying to reveal to me? That's something I've actually been doing in my own personal life right now. I've been a TMJ sufferer for decades. While at this stage in my personal growth and spiritual development, I have never been happier, never been more at ease, never been more relaxed. I feel so awesome. But there's this final frontier. it's the TMJ. The TMJ is breaking my teeth. I think I have to have another root canal. I mean, it's crazy, guys. Like, you'd think I would be like, my whole face would be so relaxed with all the meditating and all the personal growth and all the therapy. But I have a final frontier. It's my TMJ. Rather than calling it my TMJ, I'm going to call it the TMJ. I don't want to own it. But I'm finding deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort, as our card says. The deeper meaning, what is this TMJ revealing to me? It's revealing that there's still some impermissible rage that's underlying in my subconscious that needs to be therapized, transmuted, transformed, worked through, acknowledged, honored, respected. One. The personal growth is the opportunity to just take it another step further, to go further in the somatic recovery of where those traumas are stored, where those emotions are stored, where the rage is stored. My perspective of this in itself is helping me release that physical pain. This is something I'll talk a lot about on this show. It's similar to the messages of the work of Dr. John Sarno, who talked about how a lot of our physical pain and physical conditions are rooted in impermissible rage. And that when we start to find deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort, as the card said, we can start to develop a different relationship to that pain, to that emotional disturbance, to that physical disturbance. So today, I'm really grateful that this card came up because it gave me the chance to remind myself that the jaw pain I'm feeling is not about my jaw. It's about my subconscious rage or unresolved emotions, and it's merely an opportunity for personal growth and more development. The moment that I say that, my jaw actually relaxes. No joke. Try this right now. Think about anywhere you might have some physical pain and say to it, this is what Sarno would say, repudiate the pain. Say to it, you are not my pain. You are my impermissible feelings. I'm going to allow you to be there, but you're not my pain. And stop resisting it. Speak back to it. Repudiate it and acknowledge that there's some deeper meaning behind the discomfort. This is big stuff. It's a lot for anyone who's very rooted in the medical world, because I am a big believer in medicine. I have been saved by medicine in many instances in my life. But I'm also a believer in the personal growth practices and spiritual development being medicine as well. I believe in the merger of the two. So that'll be interesting to see how this card develops on our show today. I find deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. Let's see how that unfolds for us with the guests that are on their way. It can feel so overwhelming to find a way to feel healthier because there's so many different programs out there, tons of different supplements. There's a lot that the wellness industry just throws at us. So as many of you know, I believe in the power of focusing on little right actions. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Noom. Noom allows you to start just where you are. There's no need to take anything on at once to feel healthier. With Noom, you'll take a path toward better health one step at a time. Their psychology-based approach helps you change your mindset rather than demanding a whole new lifestyle. Ever since I started using Noom, I felt so much more energy and have enjoyed exercising so much more. Instead of feeling like I have to fit in the exercise into my daily routine, I feel like I look forward to it. Noom feels so much more empathetic and easy to use than other programs that I've tried. It's also really easy to see your progress, and I'm a big tracker, so that's really fun for me. A healthier life doesn't mean sticking to someone else's strict rules. It's all about small right actions and having more knowledge to build smarter, more sustainable habits. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach focuses on why instead of what to help you change your relationship with food. 80% of Noom users finished the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. All you need is 10 minutes a day. Noom fits into your life on your terms. No grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. All Dear Gabby listeners can sign up for trial at Noom.com/Gabby. That's Noom.com/GABBY.
Again, sign up for your trial at Noom.com/Gabby. That's Noom.com/Gabby.
All right, Lindsay, my friends, I'm ready for our first guest. Our theme is I find deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. Team, feel free to bring our people on. Hi, girlfriend.
Hi.
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Bernadette.
Bernadette, I remember you. You posted when you were doing the manifesting challenge, a picture of yourself digging in the dirt to bury your desire. That was the cutest thing. I'm so happy to meet you in person now. This is so cool.
Yeah, I'm so happy to meet you too. The ground was frozen solid, but I was just having so much fun with it. And it was like, I am going to get this in the ground. Gabby said to do it. We're doing it. So.
You were determined. You were very determined. And did it work out? How did the manifesting challenge go for you? Did you manifest?
It was absolutely incredible. I'm still working on it. The thing that I was trying to manifest was whatever the universe has for me. So I didn't have a specific goal in mind. It was whatever you have, universe. I'm actively showing up. I'm actively listening as opposed to just passively. And yeah, a lot has happened and changed. And I've applied to school and I still haven't heard back. So we'll see how that goes. But so much has been going on and so much has changed. So my question for you would be, my husband and I, we both lost our jobs to COVID. Happens. No problem. They weren't meant for us. They weren't the highest purpose jobs for us anyway. And we both didn't feel the fulfillment. And right now we are really scraping by. Like, we are making sure our daughter is fed. We're making sure we have food on the table and shelter. But like, we're at the point where we're really close to losing those things. And it's scary and overwhelming. And on one hand, we're like, it's okay, because the universe is going to give us what we need. But at the same time, it is so hard to counteract the fear of the unknown, thinking we might lose our house. It's really scary.
Bernadette, thank you for giving voice to a concern that millions of people throughout the world are dealing with at this time. So first and foremost, you're not alone in this suffering. So I just want to really hold you in that. As much as my practical mind wants to sit here and give you all these ideas for earning, because that's where I go, because I'm a producer. I'm like, let's make money. Let's find money for Bernadette. What I'm going to do for you here, most importantly, is the spiritual adjustment, the energetic shift. None of what I'm about to say is going to take away from the actions that we must take as humans in the world to find employment, to make money, to do what we've got to do. But I'm going to give you the spiritual foundation so that when you take those actions, you take them from a grounded place. You take action from a faithful place, from a heart-centered place, and to trust and know that the energy that you bring to every interview, to every job possibility, to every post on Indeed or whatever you use, LinkedIn, that energy will be received. You got me?
Yeah.
It comes through. It comes through the internet. It comes through the resume. It comes through, of course, in an interview, whether it's on Zoom or a phone call. It comes through. So let's tune into that energetic adjustment. First and foremost, let's work on managing the fear. Not even wording. I hate the word managing. Let's work on honoring the fear on a day-to-day basis, because I want you to stay in the consistency of that receptive energy, which doesn't coexist with fear. But there's going to be fear because this is a serious thing and it's up and you have a kid and you got to pay the bills. So let's be first in the acceptance that the fear is going to come up, right? It's going to be there. It's going to be present. So I don't want you to push it away. I don't want you to judge yourself when you're in fear. I want you to work with it. I want you to look at the fear, say thank you, just like our card said, thank you for revealing to me this discomfort. I know there's personal growth and I know there's deeper meaning amid this discomfort. I want you to actually use the affirmation from the card. I find a deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. I find a deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. When you walk away from this conversation, I want you to write that down. I want that to be your mantra. because it's not shunning the discomfort. It's not saying, no, I can't be scared. It's saying, I'm going to actually perceive this discomfort as a guide back to love. I'm going to perceive this discomfort as a way of motivating me at times and as a way of mostly motivating me to go deeper into my faith. Okay? So if you and your husband can develop a relationship to that fear that is compassionate, thank you for your truth. I hear you and I feel you in your emotion behind this. This is big stuff. And to be loving and caring and compassionate towards that fear, it will allow you to not be overcome by it. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. Very strongly.
Because it's in the state of faith and receptivity that the miraculous unfolds. It's in the state of faith and receptivity that we can become aligned with that super attractor power. And I want you to really feel me when I say this to you, Bernadette. When things are difficult in life, like we got no money to pay the bills or food, it's really hard to believe that you're a super attractor. But I want you to hear me. The more you tune in and align to that presence of power within you, the faster you will get out of this situation. I want you to hear me. If anything that you take away from this moment with me is just a deep reminder of the power of your energy, the power of your intentions, and the power of what it means to take action from a place of faith. This is a big deal. I want this to be a real reminder of the grace and the connection and the ability you have to attract what you need. That's what this is about. So loving that fear voice and being compassionate towards it and seeing it as a guide back to love, grounding yourself in that place. And when you feel grounded, that's when you can head over to LinkedIn. That's when you can head over to a job posting. Not when you're in a place of fear. Whenever we take action from a place of fear, that fear will be resonant in the action.
Right.
So I want you to, even if it's like, okay, if you think I need to spend 5 hours a day looking for my job, I'd rather you spend 5 minutes a day doing it from a place of alignment rather than 5 hours doing it from a place of fear.
Yeah. And we know that there's a reason. There is such a beautiful and specific reason that I haven't gotten a call back. And I'm completely okay with the fact that I haven't gotten call back from X amount of jobs I've applied to because I know that's not what I'm meant to do. It's, I think like what you said, it's managing the fear and it's using it as a friend to work with as opposed to this thing you have to keep fighting against and keep, you know, like this kind of energy, it never works.
No, you got that. And it's also, I want to take away the word managing because it's not about managing. Managing is a rough word. Managing implies that I have to shut it down. I want to be compassionate and loving towards the fear and the situation while still asking it to step aside so that I can be in the creative energy. You may only have an hour a day where you're feeling that freedom, but that's when you want to go and you want to get on LinkedIn and you want to do the work. Now, let me ask you, what kind of work is it that you want to be doing in the world?
I'm working towards becoming a psychotherapist because I am called, after reading Super Attractor and the Universe Has Your Back, I know that I'm called to help people in a healing way. What exactly that looks like, I don't know, but the universe has gone, okay, you're going to help people heal themselves because that's part of what you were here for. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm here for it. Let's help people. Let's help people love themselves as much as humanly possible on this earth.
Okay, beautiful. So I'm going to give you something that will greatly help you and support you in not only creating revenue around this and creating a business around this, but most importantly, being grounded in the work that you want to do in the world. I'm going to give you my course, my Spirit Junkie Masterclass digital course. And we only open it up at this moment once a year, but I'm going to get you in it now so you have access to it so that you can use those principles. And it's a course on really releasing the fear and gaining the confidence to do the purpose-driven work that you're here to do in the world. So I will give that to you as a way of doing everything that I've just been guiding you to do and to take it to the next level. Okay, love? The other thing I want to open you up to is that that's a big mission and that's a big desire. And it may not pay the bills tomorrow. It won't. And it shouldn't, because when we do this kind of work, it needs to be done with a background of educating ourselves and really making sure we're grounded in the work and all that. But that doesn't mean you should stop that endeavor and that pursuit. What it does mean, though, is that you will have a side hustle or a job while this is your side hustle, right? So being open to creative possibilities for employment that are in your highest and best, AKA that make you feel good.
Absolutely.
So opening up to that may lead you to a job that you otherwise might have not been open to, but it's okay right now because you know what your vision is. You've got your side hustle. You're going to do the Spirit Junkie Masterclass. You're going to be in momentum in that direction and making money elsewhere. So I want you to broaden your possibilities for employment right now.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. What I want you to do also is I want you to use the masterclass in this moment. Yes, of course, it'll help you build your career in the future as being a therapist, a coach, whatever it is that you decide to do. But most importantly, as a way to gain the confidence that you can indeed be abundant doing work that you love.
Absolutely. If it's what I'm meant to do, then I'm going to be okay doing it. And I know that this period in my life, this little, this very tiny blip of unemployment and fear or whatever, it's going to be a very, very powerful tool for me to be able to use to help people in later on.
Yes, 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 yes. You find deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. That meaning, that personal growth is what you will be teaching. It is going to be something that will come through you. It's excellent. It's beautiful. I also just strongly want to encourage you to open up to the creative possibilities for income. And that can be a mantra you use. I'm open to creative possibilities for earning and to really not limit yourself to what that can be. There were times in my life when I was in the pursuit of creating what I have as the business I have now, where I was hustling while being a spiritual teacher was my side hustle. And I was doing all kinds of work that wasn't my vision for the future, but it was making me money and helping me pay the bills at the time. That form of employment also creates a sense of safety and a sense of freedom to allow you to go deeper into the pursuit of the future endeavors. So really ground yourself in being very open, widen your vision of what that employment could be right now.
Okay.
What kind of work were you doing before you lost your job?
Business management. I am able to do anything. I can do anything the universe throws at me. I haven't met a challenge that I haven't been able to overcome. I have insecurities and, you know, I'm a human being, but I can do anything, mostly management. I am extremely organized and very like logistical and everything. And I just have a lot of fun managing and businessing and working with people and interacting. I did a lot of retail with a lot of pregnant moms. So
okay,
one-on-one work with all these cutie patootie pregnant mamas, you know.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Beautiful. All right. Opening it up, broadening, where can I use those skills? My organization, my management, my retail, opening, broadening, broadening, broadening. Where can those skills be used? And also using the prayer, and this is for anyone that's unemployed right now, waking up every single day and saying to God, the universe, whoever you speak to, say, how would you use me? How would you use me? What miracles could I perform today? What miracles would you have me perform today? Okay, my sweet. Very big topic. Very brave of you to be vulnerable. Very powerful to open up this conversation that we haven't had enough here on this show. Unemployment is an epidemic at this time.
It is.
Financial insecurity is on the rise every day, but the universe is an abundant energy field. And I don't say that with just spiritual mumbo jumbo. I say that with certainty, faith, and trust. And I want you to take that energy and that faith that I am giving you right now and just allow it to come through you at this time.
I feel it. And I knew I was coming on today too.
And I just gave you a $2,000 course, okay? So that's abundant. When we open up to abundance, abundance flows. So this moment is abundance.
Just like speaking with you for the first time, like in person, I've messaged you so many times and every time I'm like, nope, you know what? It's not been the right time. This is the right time.
This was your moment, baby.
Thank you so much.
God bless you and your family. I promise you, I know I'm going to get an email from you in 6 months, 3 months, 4 months, maybe 1 month and say everything is working out. Everything is working out. Okay.
Thank you so much, Gabby and Gabby's team for picking me.
Love you, sweetheart. Thank you for being
here. Love you too.
Big topic, guys. Big, big, big topic. Big topic. Big topic. Really good. Really beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Higher Dose. Heal at home or on the go with Higher Dose's portable infrared sauna blanket. You guys know I'm obsessed with a sauna blanket. I love to sweat. Experience the powerful benefits of infrared and feel the difference after just one session. Infrared increases blood flow for faster recovery. It's really helped with my sleep. It helps to calm the nervous system. Plus, it naturally releases a dose of happy chemicals in the brain, leaving you feeling euphoric. The sauna blanket has an amethyst layer to deepen the benefits of infrared and a tourmaline layer that generates negative ions, a charcoal layer to bind to pollutants, and a clay layer, which is balancing for the heat. If you don't have the budget or the room for a full-size sauna, this sauna blanket is a game changer. For those of you who want to experience the benefits of infrared without the sweat, they also have a really cool infrared PEMF mat that comes in two sizes. And this is the coolest thing, you guys. The PEMF mat is so helpful. My back was killing me because of my two and a half year old 40 pounder, picking him up. And I lay on this PEMF mat and I swear to God, the inflammation, the suffering, the pain, it just lifted. I'm not kidding you. And so I really recommend the PEMF mat. PEMF stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field, and it works by sending electromagnetic waves through your body at different frequencies to help promote your body's own recovery process. You'll feel relaxed, grounded, and rebalanced. These mats are built with a thick layer of 100% natural purple amethyst crystals in mesh fabric tubes across the entire mat. Whether you deal with chronic pain, work out frequently, or just need a moment to relax, lying on their mats even a couple minutes a day will help you ease your mind and your body from the inside out. Get your own infrared sauna blanket or infrared PEMF mat at higherdose.com today and use my promo code Gabby75 at checkout to save $75. That's higherdose.com, promo code GABBY75, or go to higherdose.com/Gabby to get your $75 off today. Okay, bring in the next one, my team. Hello, gorgeous. What's your name, my love? Hi.
Tristan.
Hi, Tristan. How you doing?
Good. Here's actually a really weird full circle moment for both of us. I was on Dear Gabby back in December, and I had just gone back to work after being on maternity leave. I was actually in my bed putting my baby down for a nap.
Look at the baby.
That is where I am now. And I had said to you that, 6 months from now, I feel like there's going to be a huge shift. And I wasn't sure what that was going to be. And it's now April, and it's exactly 6 months from when I was last on with you.
Whoa, baby.
I'm like shaking. I'm like, oh my God. And I just knew laying here when I got on the Zoom, I was like, oh, I'm going to be on today. Because it's like so full circle.
Wow, babe. What was it that you knew was coming? What's going on?
I wasn't really sure if it was career, if it was like location, but what I've felt is a really big internal shift. I still even have massive postpartum anxiety, slight depression after all my babies, and going back to work always magnifies that. Mm-hmm. And when you said, I'm not my pain, it's reminding me of something that I need to heal, mm-hmm. really resonated with me because I'm like, I'm not my anxiety.
Tristan, can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Of course.
This is important. As you know, I suffered from postpartum depression and anxiety. I believe you must know that, right? I've been talking about it very openly and publicly. In this moment, you are definitely not your anxiety. And there may not even be personal growth for you to develop amid this discomfort. This may be that you are, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I am a mama who had postpartum depression. And it almost took me down. It almost took my life. This is my moment to speak loud and proudly about the fact that there is support. I'm not sure if you're taking it, but when you're having a biochemical condition postpartum, it's not about all the things you have to do to clean up your psyche. It's about getting support so that you can be well.
And I totally did that. I have my postpartum doula. I'm on medication. A big thing for me was not feeling broken by having to take medication.
Great.
Which still I go back and forth on.
Tristan, you know that I resisted the medication for 5 months. Okay. When I look back now, my biggest regret was not getting a diagnosis sooner and not taking that medication the moment that I received a diagnosis, because
Mama, I lost 5 months of that connection, that bonding. And it was the most horrific experience of my life. And I know that you know. So you're on the meds. Beautiful. No shame. Take it away right now.
Yeah, I definitely will stay on it, especially with the job that I have and just being able, because it keeps me really present when I'm off work. Because sometimes it does take me a full 24 hours coming off shift.
Right. Aren't you like an ER? Don't you do ER stuff? What is your background?
I'm a paramedic.
Right. I remember you. Holy shit. Yeah, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So please be unapologetic about having psychiatric support. My God. Okay, carry on.
Yeah. And I've noticed that since talking to you back in December, that I now manage myself internally completely different. When I feel the panic or the anxiety coming on, I just sit there with it. I'm like, okay, what are you trying to show me? Sometimes I can't because I'm like on the way to a call, which is nice because it's a distraction, but I have never been so in control of it in my life. Whereas now, and I think that card, like working through that, I totally forgot what the card said.
Yeah, really finding the deeper meaning in personal growth amid the discomfort. And in your case, amid the anxiety, finding the deeper meaning now.
That's just how mine manifests, is through anxiety.
But also, let's give you a lot of support and compassion right now. You're a first responder in crisis. That's a heightened state of anxiety. That's a profession you've chosen. That means that there is a part of you, that anxious part of you, that is of really high service to the world.
Yeah, it definitely keeps me safe and on point at work.
But you need it to, you need to be able to regulate when you get home. But I want to just really take a moment to honor and respect and thank the anxious part that's saving lives, the part that can move like that, the part that can jump to it.
Not this to toot my own horn, but I'm really good at my job.
Toot your horn. Baby, we don't want to lose the edge. We just want to soften it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I totally feel like since December, I have.
Beautiful.
I have my days, but.
Beautiful.
100%. Beautiful. I guess I didn't have a question. I just knew that someone needed to see that. Give yourself 6 months for that full circle moment. I mean, I'm in exactly in the same place.
Here you are with the little boo-boo. Oh my God, look at that baby sleeping.
I think he was 3 months. He's 10 months now.
I am so proud of you. Look, there are human angels in this world and they are called first responders.
Oh, thank you.
All of you out there, all of you who show up in the hospitals, especially right now, I'm going to cry. All of you who show up when someone is in need, it is a selfless job where you commit to others in that way. It is deeply moving that you've made that commitment and you've used your gift, which is that heightened state of being able to jump and move and show up. And we're going to thank that gift and we're going to thank the medication for helping you relax that gift and let that gift be there when you need it and to be at ease when you don't, to take away any stigma from that, needing that support. You deserve that support, love. You deserve that support. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for your blessing to this world through the work that you do.
Thank you. You've gotten me through a lot of it.
I want you to listen to the Dear Gabby podcast while you're in the car when you're waiting.
Oh, I make my partner listen. I'm like, where? Because I have your Miracle membership. And so I'm like, oh, it's the first of the month. Let's do it.
This is your partner that you work with? Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah, she's my partner on the ambulance.
The partner on the ambulance is listening to the Miracle membership. Girl, I'm going to say that this is something so beautiful happened for me this week, Tristan. I received a letter in the mail from a woman who is incarcerated in Virginia. She shared that she's reading The Universe Has Your Back. She found it in the library in the prison. She's reading The Universe Has Your Back. She started to study it. And then she started to become a spiritual teacher in her dorm in the prison. And her bunkmate are practicing my book, May Cause Miracles now. They're miracle workers. They're doing this work. And she said, prison is a dark place, but your books have brought me light. What is so transformative about that for me and for you right now, as it relates to her and as it relates to you, is that when you're doing work in this world that is in the service of others, and in her case, she's in a prison cell serving the women who are suffering. And in your case, you are in an ambulance serving souls on a first responder heightened fear-based moment. But the fact that you are listening to these messages and on this spiritual path and listening to the miracle membership in the van means to me that you are a miracle worker, that you are showing up with the presence of the universe behind you. You are showing up with grace. You are letting love move through you and use you so that you can be a centered, compassionate, caring individual who shows up in a moment of distress.
Which is what I want to be for someone.
Yeah. So I want to point out my friend Amber, who's incarcerated. I want to point out you in the moment of the first response. I want to point out the mother who's using these principles with her child. You're all miracle workers. You're all taking these practices. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You have the same job.
Yeah.
It's to be a vessel to express more love.
Absolutely.
Good work, good work, sister. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. Beautiful. I'll see you in 6 months.
Yes. Sounds good.
Love you, baby. I want to hear you listening to Dear Gabby in the van on your way, going wherever you got to go, feeling the love. And use those miracle meditations, those miracle membership meditations to relax you at night. Yeah, when you come home. That baby's blessed. That baby's blessed to have you as a mama.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, my love. Bye, sweetie. Wow. This show never ceases to amaze me. Creating a home that brings me joy is very, very important to me. I really take the vibe in my atmosphere very seriously, and I put a lot of intention into my space. I really believe that creating a space that feels personal can be very inspiring, and that's why I'm excited to share about the company Joybird. Joybird offers modern, customizable furniture for every space available in a variety of vibrant fabric options, and their sale is finally here. Shop Joybird's Labor Day sale and take advantage of their biggest savings of the season starting August 27th at joybird.com. Right now, as I'm redesigning my office, I'm eyeing their Holt sofa. You can choose from over 18,000 customization options or browse curated collections for one-of-a-kind styles. And honestly, ordering furniture online has never been easier and more fun. So many people are doing it now because they're upgrading their homes, and this is the perfect time to take advantage of this special offer. And if you're unsure where to start, Joybird's design specialists are standing by to make your vision a reality for free. The best part is Joybird is committed to creating quality furniture and a more sustainable future. Each piece is made with incredible care using responsibly sourced materials free of harmful chemicals. Also, they offer 90-day returns. Joybird stands by its quality and craftsmanship. If it's not everything you hoped for, send it back. Create a space that brings you joy with Joybird. Visit joybird.com/Gabby and get 35% off your purchase. That's 35% off at joybird.com/GABBY. All right, we're back. Who's next? Hi, baby.
I'm there. I'm amazed. Hi.
Where are you in the world?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm in Paris, in France.
Beautiful. Look at that gorgeous accent. Hello, Rachel.
And it's great to be here. I've got a question for you tonight. I'm having at the moment a difficult time with my sister. I love her very much, but the relationship has been strained for a few months now. We had an argument over things that were not significant. But still afterwards, like something shifted in the dynamics. And it's really hurting me because I love her and I love to get back, you know, to having a good relationship with her. But equally, I feel that I'm being more sensitive to certain things she says to me. And I can feel that the reverse is also true. So I'd love to find a way to get back to a peaceful and loving relationship with her. And I don't know how to get there.
When you say that you had an argument about something that wasn't very meaningful, was there meaning behind the meaningless argument? Okay, so it wasn't not meaningful. Okay, I know, of course. Because arguments that can cause us to have a puncture in the bond or a disconnect in our relationship, they're often, while they may be seemingly insignificant, there's a significance behind them. Is that correct?
That's totally correct. It was like things that hadn't been, you know, that had been accumulated over years. And that came like through very little things. But as, exactly as you said, like, I think that this was just expressing things that were coming from a long time ago. And everything exploded 3 months ago when we were together. And now I feel that things are different, and I've tried to address it and to talk to her about it. But yeah, I feel that things haven't been fluid and easy.
In the fight or that big conversation, did you feel that each of you were able to genuinely express the truth of what you think and feel?
I think that we haven't been going very deep.
Okay, there you go.
We are very angry.
Yeah.
And we got and I'm talking for myself at least, I feel that I got overwhelmed by my emotions at the moment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly how this happens, that I can't breathe anymore.
Yeah.
I feel connected and I just feel the anger.
Yeah. Right. Because you are activated in a part of you that is protecting the part of you that's so sad and disappointed. So What often is the clearest path back to resolution? And when I say resolution, it may not be that you go back to the way you were. It just means that you get back to a healthier baseline and build upon that. And I mean that in a good way. I mean that in a really good way. That when we follow the practice I'm going to recommend, we can actually leave the door open for all kinds of possibilities for growth and for strengthening of the relationship and for deepening of the bond and whatever the universe has in store. That deepening of the bond and the creative possibilities that the universe can reveal to us only can come when the truth is revealed. And sometimes the truth, when delivered with rage, anger, attack, and judgment, can't be received. But the truth delivered without judgment, the truth delivered without affect and attack and negativity and a sense of shaming or blaming, and it's just truth, it can be one of the most healing devices that we can experience in relationships. So both parties have to be willing, but there's also ways to do this if she's not. But my hope would be that you could try to have a conversation with her where you open up the possibility for both of you to speak your truth. But there's rules. The rule is that when you speak and you share your truth, she can't talk back. There's no crosstalk. It's just you lay it out and she listens and receives. And then she can come back and lay out her truth and you don't hit back. You listen and receive. And that's the only intention of the conversation, is to, without judgment, without shaming, without blaming, without attitude, to come forth and say, hey, this is just the truth of how I feel. This is what's up for me. And you do it in a nonviolent way, in a non-aggressive or triggered way. The rules have to be laid out ahead of time. Hey, I'm going to give you my truth and I want you to just receive it. And I want to hear your truth and I will receive it too. And then maybe you agree to go off and have a coffee or go for a walk and steam off. Maybe you don't, there's no conversation beyond that point. You just allow yourselves to lovingly and compassionately put it on the table. Because the reason that you guys ended up in this fight is that neither of you were telling each other the truth. It became like a pressure cooker that burst. Boom, it burst. Now it's all messy and there's, you know, whatever pressure cooker food that was in there all over the walls, right? And you're trying to put the pieces back together. Well, really, you got to start over and begin with the truth. The truth will reveal the freedom and the relief that you're looking for both of you. So as much as you have to be willing to give the truth without judgment, you have to be willing to receive the truth without judgment. So you can open up and you can welcome her to this possibility. She may not be ready for it, but you can ask her, you know, hey, can we get together? Can we go for coffee? Can we even Zoom it and then walk away?
I think that's a great piece of advice. How do I prepare myself mentally for that? Because just thinking about laying things out and having that discussion in a non-violent, non-judgmental way seems very difficult to me. And I know that it's nothing really serious or anything really bad that happened between us. But it's just that I feel very emotional about the whole situation.
It's also your sister, right? It's your sister. So it's like, I once heard someone say, you know, your family can push your buttons most because they're the ones who put them there. So, you know, your family members can really push your buttons, and it's deep, it's deep, it's deep, it's deep. The way that you can prepare is to be committed to nonviolent communication. So this is what I'm noticing. This is what I've noticed. This is how it makes me feel. And really just seeking solutions. Maybe not even trying to problem solve, just expressing how you feel. Trying your best not to have a tone of shaming or blaming. Just like I'm talking to you right now, very steady. Here's the deal. You could say the exact same words with the tone that's steady and loving, just like this, and at ease. Or you can say those words like this with shame and blame. There's no ease and it's negative. Could be the exact same words. It will land entirely different. Your vibes speak louder than your words. Your vibes speak louder than your words. Mm-hmm. So when you want to begin this conversation, any difficult conversation, start with a prayer. Welcome the guidance of the highest truth and compassion to enter in, to speak through you, to give you the words that you need, and to help you stay steady. Rachel, I believe in miracles in this situation. I really do.
Me too.
Go, girl.
Thank you.
Bye, gorgeous. Au revoir. Au revoir. Wow. Okay. That was a show. Wow. Okay. Woo. A lot came up, guys. A lot came up on this episode. We are so blessed to have such brave humans come forth to share their truth, to be vulnerable, to go for the big talk, to talk about things that we need to bring light to in these conversations. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I find a deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. That's our theme. That's a huge message for this show. How can I choose to perceive my discomfort through the lens of love, through the lens of growth, through the lens of possibility? Ask yourself that right now. Look at the difficult experience that's happening in your life. Instead of feeling like the victim of this experience, ask yourself, what am I here to learn from this? How can I grow from this? How can I become a new part of me? How can I develop a new part of who I am? Beautiful work, guys. Beautiful, beautiful work. Thank you so much for being part of this show. Thank you for being part of this movement. I really am grateful for everybody. I hope you all subscribe, leave a review, let your friends know, spread the love, share the Dear Gabby message with your community. Thank you for being part of this. I love you guys. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.